Donna, I'm not going to insult you by asking how you're feeling right now, maybe in a few minutes, but yeah. How did you find out about your fire?
Well, I found actually surprisingly this morning. I was able to leave early last night, which I did, 9:30. I went for a coffee with my brother, talked to a friend, fell asleep. Phone, unfortunately, was weak and eventually died. I found out this morning at 7 o'clock. I couldn't believe what my alarm went off on the history through email review, and I couldn't believe I was seeing I could hear fire crackling, and then there's a fire department guy in front of my camera. And I'm going, and you know, shock, right? And then at that moment, it's more of, oh, I better get there quick to see if this is real. And sure enough, it was.
Yeah.
And that just leaves me, the biggest shock is just, oh, here we go. What do you do now? And I just kept calm. I didn't get too upset. I've learned over my life now not to get upset over the little things, because there's always somebody with a tougher story, life and death. This did not include life and death. This is just a physical loss. But this here, I can recoup somehow, I hope, over time. And I got a lot of good friends, so I'm sure with some help of friends will get this going. I don't know if it'll be open for the remainder of September, but at the moment, the way it is, the gentlemen are looking at it now, finishing up their review, and then I'll be given authorization, hopefully, to go on the premise, remove the existing products out of the area, and then I'll sit and contemplate and put a plan together and hopefully look forward to an even better year next year.
How bad is the damage? How much is damaged?
Well, the building itself is thoroughly finished. Took me years to get it the way I wanted. And here we go. It's going to have to be torn right out and taken out. And I'll try to come up with a plan to replace it. And that'll take me a little bit of time to see if at all possible,
Is any of the course or the batting cage or anything like that there?
No, I've been informed. The carpets are in good position. No worries. All the damage is to the building itself, which is really good news. And cages are fine. So it's just the actual nerve center where we were working from, where we made the snow cones for the kids and handed out to putters. And hopefully that'll be solved.
Big question here. Do you have insurance?
I do, but only liability.
Okay, just so this won't be covered.
No, because over the years, constant break-ins, and to constantly be putting in claims, I knew it wasn't worth it. So that's that in a nutshell, and I always knew the risks. And I enjoyed the business more than worrying about the risks in that sense, so I went and ahead with liability, knowing the risks. And unfortunately, you know, and this is a ripple effect. What goes on in the community has nothing to do directly with that, but it did have a small ripple effect. But ultimately, I'm responsible for whatever goes on in there, so I take that.
Yeah. Okay, so you are going to, well, first of all, have police or fire given you any indication of what caused the fire?
Not as of yet. Okay. And I did speak with one gentleman from the fire department. I gave him my viewpoint, and I talked to him about the structure of how all the power is situated in the building. He took it from there, and then he's doing his investigation along with what I had mentioned to him. And he asked me similar questions, insurance and so on, and I said, nope, just liability. So it's not something, there's nothing to gain on it. This is, in my opinion, not just a loss to me, but to the community, because as you said, Bob, exactly. You're part of many organizations when you were young, bringing up kids and helping out. And been here 35 years, seen generations, and now those children are bringing up their kids. And it's no lie. I always said, you know, this is my main thing, is to smile at your kids and the parents, because we all work hard. And to have a place to come to do that little bond and to meet your friends. And I always said my favorite song that represented the Benny Putt was the Cheers theme. You always want to go to a place where everybody knows your name. And I did play it a few times, and it's part of my little music mix sometimes when I wasn't playing 93.1, that is. And that actually always was the cheer. I always believed in that theme. We all want to go where we know each other.
How long have you owned it for?
35 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, since 1988 with my brother Dan. And my mother was also involved with that at the beginning, you know. And then over time, I took that over. And but I'm so thankful to my parents and my brother and all that, because without their help at the beginning, you know, financing and so on, everybody plays a little bit of part in something, and it grows from there. So I'm thankful to everybody. And one last comment, I'll just say I'm thankful to all the people in the community, because it's nothing without that, right? You know, Bob, if you never came up when you were young with all the kids that you helped and everybody. So, and just even as I was speaking with the officers and the police department, they were just there the other day playing with their kids, you know? So it's, that's sort of the shock. So I'm sure that I'm going to just look at the big picture and see what I'm going to have to do to get things up and running. I don't know if it'll be during September. It may actually be the beginning of next year, but I'm pretty stubborn. I'm a pretty determined individual, so I'm hoping after everything's settled here, I'll have a proper answer. I'll put it on Facebook, call out to you guys, and let you know.
Good.
Awesome. Is there anything else we should know?
Yeah. Not at the moment. I'm still a little bit in shock, so I really can't say too much other than that. I'm getting a lot of calls and texts, and it's surprising, too, how my Facebook's a lot of messages coming to me, people sort of disheartened at what they hear. It's amazing how information flows. It's just unbelievable. Overnight or just in the morning, a couple hours, everybody seems to know and contacting me. So, but it's always the same thing. They say the same thing as you guys. Don, we enjoyed that place over all the years. Sorry to hear. You know, anything we can do to help, right?
Yeah, likewise.
So there's lots of good intentions out there.
Yeah, definitely keep us in the loop. I know there's been talks of a GoFundMe or like some other kind of thing. If there's anything, just let us know. Like, for, because like, I know people are going to be asking about how they can help you.
Yeah, I'll have to research what I've heard about the GoFundMes and stuff like that. But if that's available, I'll probably need help like that. But it'll be good for the community if they do jump on board with an idea like that.
I'm pretty sure something will come from the community to help.
Yeah,
out,
that would be nice. Cause
stay in touch about that.
I will, because it is seasonal. It's not big money. I've told people I've donated a lot of my life to this. It's not about all finance for me. And it does hurt a little bit, but, you know, I was just talking to another individual, found out he had cancer the other day. And my heart goes out to them more than this. You know, and we all have it, right? Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. And the life we're living in this world right now. And that's why I always say your community, your family, and then your community, and you have to stick together. Even though we have problems, we can't just look at one person for a solution. It's everybody. And that's all I can really, I think that's the best way to end it.